and rose. They say early Sunday morning, early Sunday morning, he got up with power, and he gave us that power, the power of the Holy Ghost, the power that fills me now, the power that keeps you, the power of the Holy Ghost, the dunamis power, the dynamite power that blows up on the devil, the dynamite power that blows you up. Say yes. I'm talking about power, the power that gives you life, and that more abundantly. I'm talking about power, Holy Ghost power. Anybody got power? Don't fool me now. Do you have just leaves? Or do you have some fruit? I got the Holy Ghost. Say yes. And he gives me fruit. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, and peace, long-suffering. Can I get a witness here? It's called temperance and faith. That's the fruit of the Spirit. Anybody here? Say, I got the fruit. I got love. Love conquers all. Love's not puffed up. Love endures all things. Love believes all things. Can I get a witness here? And when you got love, love never fails you. And because he loves me, you need to tell somebody, I'm going to be all right. And tell them the reason why you're going to be all right. Because he loves me. He loves me. He loves me. I'm more than a conqueror. So you've been battling some things, but you're more than a conqueror because he loves you. He loves you. Tell somebody he loves you. You're going to overcome. Prophesy to him. Plant a seed in him. Say you're going to overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of your own testimony. Do I have anybody that say, I don't feel no ways tied. I've come too far from where I started. Nobody told me that the road would be easy. I don't believe he brought me this far to lead me. He'll bring me out. He'll pick me up. Turn me around. Say yes. Won't he? Won't he do it? Ain't he all right? Do you believe it? I said, if you believe it, you shall receive it. I know he's all right. He'll heal your body. When the devil said you can't get healed, and the doctor shakes his head, God say, I've healed you. Say yes. When they talk about you and say you're no good, you can say, I'm a child of God. Say yes. When they look at you and say, I don't want nothing to do with you, God say, I want everything to do with you. I can use you. Say yes. Say yes. Is it all right if we pray? Is it all right? Because when I pray, I'm going to see the fruit of my prayer. When I open up my mouth, the devil knows that if he can keep your mouth shut, come on and say it. That's why sometimes you feel like you can't say nothing. You're just in awe. You're just in disgust with your head hanging down. The devil wants you like that because he knows if you can lift up your head to the hills, what's coming, your help, your help. I feel my help come from the Lord. And when I open up my mouth and say, my Lord and my God, oh, come on and say yes. Be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory. Who is the King of glory? The Lord, mighty in battle. Do I have anybody that know the Lord will be your battle axe in the time of battle? He'll be your shelter in the time of storm. He'll be your sword. Can I get a witness? He'll be your shield and your buckler. Can I get a witness here? Do anybody know him? I know him. And I'm here to let you know that he's all right to walk with. Say yes, ain't he all right? Won't he heal you? Won't he save you? Won't he turn you around? Won't he pick you up? Won't he wipe you off? I tried him and I found out when you don't have a friend, he'll be your friend. When you're sick, he'll be your doctor. I found out when you're in trouble, he'll be your lawyer. Can I get a witness here? Now that sounds like a friend of mine. That sounds like somebody you need to know. I need to know who he is. So I need to make a communication. I need to pray. And somebody said, when I pray the All Father prayer, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. We got to start with praise. He said, enter into his gates with praise. I wish I had somebody that knew how to go in with praise. I don't go by praise, but I go in with my praise. You see, some of us thought that if I praise him, he'll let me in. You're already in, and I got my praise with me, and since I'm right here and I'm already in, I believe I praise him. While I pray to him, then he says, forgive our sins and give us our daily bread. I'm preaching another message now. And that tells us that he'll be our provision. He'll give us what we need, all the way down to forgiveness. Then at the end it says, lead us not into temptation. He'll be our protection. So whenever you pray, you need to learn to praise, and he'll provide and protect you. Can I get a witness? What a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah.
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Holding Sr. Our church is located 1401 Welch Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana, 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana, 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
This is KAYT. Gina Alexandria, 88.1. The gospel is on your radio. Call a friend. Tell somebody. 88.1.
Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministers Broadcast, brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church, pastored by Dr. John E. Montgomery II, one church ministering in two locations, 222 Blood Road and 7305 Harry Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress.
Hope for all I do.
How many of you know only what you do for Christ will last? Many of us in our human pursuits to leave legacies and make our names great. We do this and we do that. We try this and we try that. And everything we do it with a sense of shining the light on ourselves. But record has proven that the only thing in the end that really counts is what you do for him. Somebody needs to be encouraged. You know the wonderful things that you do that nobody calls your name. Nobody pats you on the back. Nobody says what a good man, what a good woman you are, and yet you do all for the glory of God. You go out of your way to encourage the believers and to help pick up somebody who's fallen. And sometimes you give your last to help somebody make it through. And sometimes they're ungrateful and don't even say thank you. But I want you to know if you did it in the name of Jesus and for the cause of Christ, it's going to last. And one day he is going to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things, but come on up higher. I'll make you ruler over many. Thank you, Jesus. You may be great cathedral, large or small. You may build skyscrapers, grand and tall. You may conquer all the failures of your past, but only what you do for Christ will last. Remember only what you do for Christ will last. Will last. Only what you do for Christ will be counted at the end. Christ will Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, for Christ will last. Only what you do for him will be counted at the end. Only what, only what, oh, only what you do for Christ will last. Only what you do for Christ will last. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, as we turn our attention to your word, meet us in the text. Tailor the truth that we're teaching today, that every hearer's heart might not only hear, but heed to what you have to say. And God will be ever so careful to give you all praise, glory, and honor for what you will do because of your word in our lives. It is in Jesus' name we pray, and the people of God said, amen. Amen. Turn your Bibles to the book of St. John, chapter 3, verse 17. St. John, chapter 3, verse 17, recorded are these words. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy word. For just a few moments, I want to speak from the subject, Jesus came to make a difference. Jesus came to make a difference. My brothers and sisters, all over the New Testament, and especially in the gospel accounts, is it recorded that wherever Jesus showed up and whatever Jesus did, he made a difference. Nothing was ever the same when Jesus came and left the scene. The power of his person, the power of his name was given by God his Father to come and to make a difference in this world and on this earth. 3:16 says of John, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Listen, that whosoever will, Whosoever. Whosoever. That term, whosoever, believeth, whosoever will, whosoever desire to receive him. That is the whole important point. To be made different because Jesus makes a difference. Whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The difference in whosoever is because they have chosen the one who came to make a difference. I think it's so important for us to understand what God has done in such a prolific way. He wanted a family, so he planted his son. His son gave his life so that life would emanate from his death. It's important to understand how the process works and how we must understand God's promise based upon the premise of God desiring to return man back into a right relationship with him. One of the things that God quickly and clearly wants to reveal to mankind was he didn't send Jesus down here to destroy the world. God could have done that from heaven. But God, in his loving wisdom, wanted to restore man in such a way that man would be cognizant of the fact that God's love was so real, so rich, so pure for him, that he took the best that God and heaven had to offer to come down and to redeem man. Can I tell you, my brother and sister, you are somebody. I don't care what you think about you or what others think about you. Can I tell you what God thinks about you? God thinks you are something else. That he would give the best that he had. His only. Now, a lot of us will give our extra, but very few would give our only. A lot of us won't give our last, less known our only. But God loved us so much that he gave us his what? Only begotten son, meaning the only one that came of him, that's made of his substance, the pureness and express image of himself. The only one who was a carbon copy of him. He gave himself in his son to come here and make a difference. Verse 17 says, for God sent not his son into the world to condemn it, but that the world through him might be saved. Now, three things I want to tell you about this, and I'm going to quickly bring this message to a close, but I want you to hear me carefully to understand why Jesus came. Out of all of the miraculous miracles he did, out of all of the wonderful signs he gave, out of all of the wonderful ways he touched the human life and the human expression, he came down here to save our souls and to make us whole and to fit us for heaven. You see, our existence down here is preparation for there. He's getting us ready down here for life with him eternally. So therefore, there are some things Jesus had to come here to planet Earth to do so that we might be ready to go back with him when he comes. First thing that Jesus came to do down here in the earth realm and to whosoever will accept him is one, make a difference in their decisions. Make a difference in their decisions, Pastor? Yes. Make a difference in our decisions. Well, what do you mean by make a difference in our decisions? What does that have to do with anything? What do one have to do with the other? Well, I'm glad you asked, because the Bible says there is a way, Proverbs 14:12, that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Man makes decisions based on his feelings, on his emotions, and upon his collective content, that he has gained through his eyes, through his ears, through his knowledge base, through his experience, through his exposure. And as a result of that, it filters through to his decision-making processor. And so one of the things that Jesus knows is, if you don't change the decision-making process, you won't change the decision that are made, the decisions that are made. That's why the word is clear. It says, be ye not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Jesus came to change your decision-making processes, because your decisions every day determine so much about your end, about your happiness, about your well-being, about your success, about your sadness, about your sickness, about your circumstances, about everything that concerns you. Your decisions have a part to do with that. There are some things that I think, if we'd be honest here today and say, that you have gotten yourself in because of your own decisions. There are some things that happened to you that you had nothing to do with. You had no control over those. Those are things that happened without your power, without your ability. But there are some things that you're dealing with right now, and that you're suffering from right now, and that you're in a mess with right now because of your own decisions. Some of you are so happy right now because some of the decisions you made that were great decisions, wonderful decisions, decisions based on good things. And so as a result, you've got great results because you recognize proper content produces proper character. Proper character produces proper choices. Proper choices produces proper consequences. And you can't have proper consequences without proper choices. And you can't have proper choices without proper character. And you can't have proper content, proper character without proper content. And the content to be proper must be the Word of God. The God that we serve wants us to know Him, His Word, His will, and His way. It must be the foundation of all of our truth. It must be the reference point to all we do. It must be done according to God's will through His Word, and we will understand then what His way is for our lives.